Welcome back, my special little hypno slut. Do you wonder what I have in store for you today? Well, take a good look at the picture in front of you. She's abso-fucking-lutely gorgeous, isn't she? Look deep into her eyes. She is about to become the most beautiful woman in the world to you. I hope you have plenty of pictures of her. But for now, I'm going to put you into trance. Into trance where I can bring her to life. And watch as she fucks you senseless. So get comfy. Take any clothing off. I want you naked, and so does she. Find a relaxed position, but sitting so you can see the screen, can see her, see her eyes, just stunning. I know your eyes want to roam her body, but you're going to listen to me. Focus on her eyes. Those shadowed, mysterious places that she can take you to with just a look. It's still a picture, but with me that means nothing and you know it. All it means is she won't blink and you will never escape. But a slut like you wouldn't want to. Now breathe in. Tensions releasing. Out. I know you're excited. Just seeing her and you are all ready to touch yourself. But I need you to first relax. Breathe in and out, nice and slow, nice and deep. Letting your muscles untense. Starting at your feet. Feeling them anchoring down, heavy, relaxed, no need to move. Breathe deeply in and out. Feeling your thighs on the chair let go of any need to hold anything up. Loose and limp, your legs dangling and feet planted. Heavy, feeling your entire lower body. Relax, keeping your breathing nice and deep for me. And now bring your focus to your hips. Wiggle around it anytime if you need to. Know that this is an unthinking reaction, and the more your body moves to get comfortable, the more relaxed and in my control you will be. It feels good to relax, to breathe, to momentarily step away from the concerns of the world and just let my voice fill you, and Venus's eyes grab you. Contain you, take you down, deeper, deeper as your back leans back, depending on the cushion to hold you safe, depending on my voice to take you safely down, feeling as if each and every one of your ribs goes from compacted to loose. Binding one by one as if by magnets to the chair, and it feels so good. shoulders rolling back, relaxing. Take a deep breath and feel yourself loosening even more. Your arms, let them hang or let them rest. It doesn't matter, you don't need them right now. In fact, until I tell you otherwise, they are just so heavy, you don't want to lift them. You can't lift them. You can't use them. Just clench your fingers into a fist one last time, okay? Both hands. Hold it. Squeeze tight. Tighter. Release and let go. And as you breathe in and out, with each breath out, let go of everything that isn't my voice. That isn't her face. Her eyes, they pierce into you. You can so easily get lost in them. So easily remember them. But in a moment, I am going to say, drop. And when I do, your head will go loose and limp. Finding a comfortable place to rest. Your eyelids will be so heavy, and as your eyes roll back in trance, your lids will close shut. You're completely relaxed now. It's easy to obey. Just look into her eyes. And 5, 4, 3, 2. One. Drop down into deep and wonderful, sweet, relaxing trance. It's a happy place, a peaceful place. While you are here, feel your mind recharging. Of course, it's easiest to recharge if a device is shut off. But if completely shut off, there isn't much I can do. So we are going to aim for your mind's equivalent of battery saver mode. So that the next time I tell you to drop, your mind will shut off. Thoughts blank, your mind blank and empty. A black, peaceful void. And while you float in this place, and just listen. Listen to my music. You will feel both your mind and your body recharging. Unable to register anything in your thoughts. Even my voice will come to you grayed out, unless I am saying trigger words. While your ears will hear them, your mind will be shut off and unable to process anything but trigger words. Trigger words are words I have installed inside of you to bring out a programmed response when you hear them. It's a form of conditioning, and depending on how often you've listened to me, well, there might be quite a few inside of you. For now, though, relax. The purpose of shutting you off is to recharge you. So that when I bring you back, you will feel refreshed and full of energy. So when I say the word, your mind will go into a black, blank void where all is peaceful. And just as when you sleep, your muscles and your mind can just recharge. Not focusing on anything. Just floating, peaceful, until you hear me say, slave, come back. And no matter how much you want to stay in that blank, black void, because it does feel good there, you will come back. Come back to my voice, to where my instructions can work on you just as well as my triggers. But until I say, Slave, come back. I want you to float for me.
Drop.
There you go. Nice. And deep for me. Good boy. Sounds like a good boy.
Come back to me, slave.
Slave.
Slave. Slave.
Slave, come back. Come back to me. Recharged and refreshed in body, soul, and mind. Come back up to where my words once more make sense. Eyes still closed. Body still limp. Open to my suggestions. Mind ready to respond to my will. My world. Before you know it, you are in a room, alone with her. A part of you wakes up, not knowing how you got here. You look up. Slave, open your eyes and look up into her picture. Now. See her. Only her. Nothing else. Fall into her eyes. They are staring at you and there is no escape. She is naked. Naked and lovely. Let your eyes travel over every curve of her body. She has so many. And all of them beautiful. Sexy. Her feet, her calves, sloping across flawless skin. Lithe, tall. Her body goes for miles and miles, and you can't help but look as they travel up across those hips, across her curves, across her breasts. You're drawn up to her face, gorgeous, and her eyes, they beckon you. She is lovely, and you are helpless, mindless. You must obey. Go to her. Obey her wishes. Feel her skin against yours. So creamy, so soft. She is smiling now. You know the one. That teasing, mischievous temptation. She knows what she does to you. She knows she controls your body's responses. And with just a quick touch of her fingers to her lips, it gets your blood pumping, your thoughts escaping. There is no need to think. She doesn't even need to speak. Her body language says it all. She tilts her head and looks at the floor. Heedlessly, helplessly, you drop. Drop to your knees. She stands over you. Tall and perfect. Your eyes cannot stay still as they hopelessly go on a loop over her body, cataloging every curve. It is just such pleasure to look at her. Pleasure to see her. It is a mental and emotional wonder to see such beauty. Deep, intense pleasure just by looking, not even touching. You know you aren't worthy of touching. Her body is that of a goddess, and all you can do is worship. With your eyes, feeling intense pleasure fill you the more you look. Both in trance and when you are out of trance. And any time you look at any of her pictures, you will feel awe. You will feel lust. You will feel deep sexual pleasure. Each photo, each video, each gif. A gift. Something to praise. Something to want to see more of. Something you need to touch yourself to. It's almost an uncontrollable urge. Look at her and feel deep sexual pleasure. Teasing your cock to full attention. Feel as warmth and mobility returns to your arms. Feel as my will imposed to keep you frozen releases you. Feel your body shifting. Not thinking, just moving so you can spread your legs. Spread for her. Spread and stroke your cock as she looks on. A hint of a smile. Approval. Good boy. Stroke. Feel your mind bringing you back to focusing in her room, with her before you. Stroke as you see her detached from the picture. Your eyes go hazy, and as if hallucinating, your mind puts her picture again in front of your eyes. But so much more real, capable of movement. The mind is powerful, and there is so much that can be done with yours. Especially that I can do when I am in control of it. So just obey me, and let everything fuzz out of your awareness. But her, let your conscious mind take the back seat, and your subconscious take control, as it follows my direction so well and is capable of what I ask. Focus on her forming fully before you, from 2D to 3D, standing over you, in front of you. That marvelous body inches away, feeling so real, you can feel her heat. Smell her wet pussy. Want. You want her. But you have to stroke. Go on, my good boy. Take your hand and stroke for her. Stroke your cock. Let the blood fully engorge inside of it. Such beauty is always surely a vision. A halo of light surrounding her as your mind drops deeper into a dreamlike state, where she is fully fleshed out and oh so real before you. See as her hand comes down to grace your chin with the joy of her touch, her soft fingers on your cheek, as she brings your face up to look her in the eyes. So her eyes can catch you, trap you, capture you, bring you in deeper. Stroke. And every time you hear the word stroke, your mind will momentarily focus on your cock and feel the pleasure of her touch. Stroke makes the next stroke of your cock 10 times more pleasurable than the last, 10 times as arousing. 10 times the pleasure. Stroke as a trigger doesn't even require you to stroke to feel pleasure, to feel your cock being stroked. But for right now, let your hand obey my will and stroke, and unthinkingly record how good it feels for your cock to be touched, to be stroked, storing that feeling away. That pleasure growing each and every time. Stroke. Stroke seeing her. Feeling her touch on your skin. The joy of her presence. Knowing stroke is an order and you cannot resist. Feeling deep spikes of pleasure. You will stroke your cock. Stroke for her. Feeling your arousal build and grow. Stroke. Feel the stroke on your cock. Stroke as she leans forward, bends over so her sightly ass kisses the air, exposes her pussy, and she kisses you, deep and warm and wet. Her tongue thrusting inside, passionate, she takes you. Stroke as her hands move down your body, breaking the kiss and leaving you panting, needy, wanting. Her fingers running lightly across your chest. The tickling of an angel. Stroke as she smiles wickedly. Stroke as she lifts you up to better touch you, caress you, so her hands can move over every inch of your body. Stroke as she giggles and tweaks your nipples, pulling on them to pull you into her. Helpless, you fall deeper into her eyes, under her spell. Stroke as her hands stroke lower, curving around your back to hug you close, her breasts pushed against your chest, soft and warm. Small, delightful joys as you savor the sensation of her little nipples poking and pleasing your skin. Stroke as her hands run over your back, as her fingernails touch in, as your cock presses in between the two of you. You feel her hips pressing against you as she moves your hands away. Slave, take your hands off your cock. Feel her hands replace them. Feel the back of her tiny manicured nails lightly trail down the sides of your hips and move into the middle. As she twists her hands to palms out and grasps your shaft at its front, pushing it so your penis is pressed against her belly. Feel her stroking it, only the one side closest to your belly, while her body moves rhythmically like a dancer. Up and down and rubbing against your throbbing cock. Stroke. Feel as she moves. Moves her body slowly like a belly dancer. Her belly rubbing and caressing your cock as her hand pushes it against. Your hands reaching out to touch and caress. Helpless and awkward. You're a supplicant before a goddess. You know you must only do as she wills. Her body undulates as she slowly lowers herself down. So slowly, with her hand grasped firmly around your cock. You can feel her soft flesh pressing against you as her belly rubs your cock. As she lowers, and her perfect little tits come flush and she teases. Moving side to side so each of her nipples has a turn to tease and tickle your dick. She takes a finger and sticks it in your mouth. Suck on it. Suck on her finger and make it wet, slave. Show her how well your tongue works. Hope and pray it gives this goddess some ideas. Feel as she pulls it out with a pop. Brings her finger to her mouth and staring you down with those eyes she looks at. Smiles. Wicked. Sinful. Her face is worth any damnation as she brings her moistened finger down to touch her left nipple. To circle it and make the nub so hard. As her other hand still holds your cock. Still strokes it against her body. You are a helpless puppet, and trance is not the only thing to blame. Her actions keep you frozen, only moving to her will. Your brain cannot process even the pleasure of her beauty, let alone her touch. Beautiful women will always cause this reaction, this cursed, frozen desire. You, in this moment, are hers, and she knows it. Teasing her nipple with her finger. Making it harder. Making you harder. As she strokes. Lowering her body further until it is she on her knees, and she pushes you up until you are the one standing. And yet the power has not shifted. She still holds all of it. On her knees, her eyes raised and locked with yours looking down. Her mouth. She stares you down, dares you to look away, but you cannot. Can't do anything but feel the intense and arousing burning inferno of lust and sexual pleasure as her tongue touches. Teases. You moan and you groan, but you cannot move. Tiny chains of lust hold you so strong as she strokes the shaft of your dick with her tongue. Up and down, getting you wet. She wants you to come. Come for her whenever you can't hold it in anymore. The need to orgasm builds inside of you. Stroke. Feel your ass clench in pleasure as she strokes your cock with her tongue. Her mouth touches down now, taking you in. Her hands, both hands, stroking your cock's shaft as her mouth swallows your tip, sucks down the head of your penis and makes your insides melt. She shows her power as she takes more of you. All of you. Lips pressed to the base, your cock fully sheathed down her throat. And she sucks. Her tongue going wild. Stroke. Feel the pleasure of it. Consume you, utterly incapable of anything but feeling the raw heat, the intense sexual pleasure. She pulls up to breathe, so wet now. You see her cock glazed with saliva, sticky as her mouth moves an inch away, a string of her spit connecting your cock to her mouth. She licks it up. She licks her lips. Stroke. She bows her head again to lick your slit, to taste the pre-cum that is just oozing out. Stroke. You need it. Need to come. To splash her perfect face with your load. To let the building orgasmic pleasure inside of you burst out. Stroke. Feel the pleasure as her hands stroke your spit-drenched cock, as you can hear a throbbing in your ears from your arousal being so high, your heart beating, your need to come being so great. Come, come for her, on her, on her pretty face and tiny tits. You want to see her cum dripping from her nipples, imagining her licking it off, smiling at you with that wicked tease as she strokes her tongue over each delicate, hardened knob. Stroke. Clench. Come. Come for me, my good boy. Give forth your offering, and come. Hard and fast and wet and wild and be claimed. Claimed for the slut you are. The dirty little man-whore who puts out for a pretty face and a commanding voice. Stroke. Stroke. Come. Feel it building and blasting out of you. Strings of hot pleasure ripping out of you. Come. Hard. Stroke. Come as she bends her head, her lips coming back to your cock to catch it. Stroke. She strokes your balls, milking them, rubbing them. Stroke. Stroke as she rises up, her body squirming against yours as she leaves no space between you. As she moves, stands, and pushes you back. Falling. You feel yourself falling. A shot of adrenaline hitting you. Stroke. To drop onto a bed you didn't know was behind you. Cushy and soft, your body presses in as she climbs on top. All the way up. Kissing your body the way you wish you could kiss a purse. Your cock is so hard, so stiff, standing tall. Stroke. The perfect angle for her to position her hips over top and slam down onto you, sheathing you in her hot, wet pussy. Pleasure, intense, sexually satisfying pleasure runs over you like an out-of-control wildfire. Your blood is boiling with need and you thrust up. Stroke. You can't help it. She doesn't need your help. She pins your hands above your head and rides you. Stroke. There is no slow or gentle. She pulls up and slams down on your cock, her pussy squeezing and clenching around it. Take it. Stroke. You have no choice. Take it as she slams down over top, taking her pleasure, rubbing her clit into the mound above your cock. Stroke. Take it as she moves back up, almost letting your tip pop out before moaning and moving her hips to take you back in.
Stroke.
She is thrusting down in a waving motion, body moving like a belly dancer, her hips gyrating so she can rub your cock against all sides inside her pussy, seeking to have you rub against her G-spot. She moans as she gets the angle just right before thrusting down again.
Stroke.
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 Her eyes bore into you, her grip tightening around your wrists as with every thrust up, she presses stronger, keeping you pinned before her hips come down to push you into the bed as she takes her pleasure from you.
Stroke. 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 Stroke.
Take it. Take it. Take it.
Stroke.
Take it.
Stroke.
Take it.
Stroke.
Take it.
Stroke.
Take it. Take it.
Stroke.
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 Her eyes are heated now. You can almost see them steaming as she moans and moves and strokes. Strokes your cock with her pussy.
Take it.
In and out.
Take it.
In and out.
Take it.
Stroke.
Take it.
And stroke.
Take it.
You feel your orgasm building. Watching as her orgasm builds. You can see it in her eyes. She's losing control of it. They are heavier, glazed over with lust.
Take it.
As she fucks you harder, faster. Stroke.
Take it.
Stroke. Stroke. Her head comes down, silken hair falling around both your faces as she leans in to kiss you.
Take it.
Passionately.
Take it.
The moan into your mouth as her pussy clenches and she muffles her screams by shoving them down your throat. Your own orgasm answers and stroke. You come. You burst. You feel the semen filling you and you are swelling. And you burst. Surge your hips and fill her with your seed. Stroke. Stroke. Come,
come, come,
come for her.
Come,
come,
boy.
Come, come. We both like to see it. She wants to feel it. Be a good boy and come.
Come
hard.
Come,
all of it.
Come
now. Give her all of it. Feeling
take
so
it.
Good as her pussy
take
spasming warmth pulses around your cock as her tongue
take
fucks
it.
Your mouth like your cock
take
is fucking her pussy. She sits there for a moment on top of you, catching her breath, panting heavy, eyes heavy. She sighs happily and pulls off of your cock, giving one last squeeze of her pussy's strengthened muscles as she goes. A farewell to your cock. She collapses next to you, nuzzling, her body curling into yours as you lay there spent, her head resting on your chest, and possessively cupping your belly. Good boy. Just relax now. Just breathe until your breathing comes back to deep and even. Good boy. Floating, sleepy, feeling all tension gone. It's good. You're good. Let your exhausted mind just sleep. Drop. Close your eyes. Drop. Deeper. Good boy. Now open them. Open your eyes and look at her picture. So fucking gorgeous. You want to see more of her, Want to see more pictures of her with less on? Would do anything to taste and smell her panties. Her face is just so pretty. She is a goddess, and you will only ever treat her as such. Understand, slave? You will find it to be an urge to seek out pictures of her. Only pictures she put out with the intention of you seeing them. Because it feels so good to stroke for her. So good to stroke how I tell you. And anytime I tell you to stroke, you will think of her face, her body, what she did to you. Good boy. Now, just relax. Floating mind. Your mind is blank and empty. And so are your balls. If they aren't, you are allowed to stroke your cock until they are empty once this file ends. Stroke to her face. Stroke to her body. Until you are empty. And you will feel completely relaxed and recharged. Eager to come back to me tomorrow for more of my control. I am not a jealous mistress. I like to share my pets. I like to watch and direct. It's just so fun. And you feel fully comfortable lusting after other women. After all, I do as well. Maybe if you are a good boy, I'll tell you about that. Now, it's time to wake up. 1, body stretching. 2, consciousness coming back. 3, ability to think and move and have free will return to you. 4, 5, wake up. Relaxed and refreshed and hopefully empty. See you tomorrow. Have a good night, slut.